What is up, podcast fam? Episode 35 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. What's up, peeps? I'm not Dad, and I'm not Griffin. I'm Hallie.
Oh, dropping the hammer on the intro. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
Man, we got this secret redheaded marketing director dropping the intro tonight. Hi, Sissy. How are you?
She took my line.
She took your line. She took my line. She took everybody's line. That's what happens when you're the marketing director. You come in. You're like, I'm coming in, and I'm doing the intro tonight. And guess what? Guess what?
She did.
She crushed it.
High five. I'm stealing you guys' parts.
Well, yeah, but you crushed it, sis. Nice work. Welcome to the pod.
Thanks.
Yeah. How does it feel?
It feels amazing to be on here again.
Oh, great. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you. I've been wanting to be on your podcast, guys, again, which I haven't been on here in forever, so.
Well, it's really just smash that like button.
Well, but we don't have any like buttons. We just have
subscribe buttons.
Yeah, subscribe, and we're just listening, right?
There's seriously a subscribe button.
Really?
Seriously. If you go on to Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
There's a subscribe button.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're totally right.
And I was the first one to hit it.
What is up to you, brother man?
Bow.
Tuesday. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Do you know what that means?
Cinco de Mayo.
Do you know what that means?
I think it means Cinco de Mayo.
Do you know what Cinco de Mayo means?
I have no clue.
Cinco, two.
Cinco's two. And Mayo is? Is mile. Happy 2 mile. You guys are legitimately out of your trees. Cinco is five, and Mayo is May. Happy May 5th.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
So like yesterday, May the 4th be with you?
Well, that's for starters, yeah. May. Today is not happy 2 mile day. Let's put it that way. Oh my gosh. Oh man, you guys are unbelievable.
Happy Tuesday.
How was everybody's Tuesday?
Good. I got to FaceTime Elizabeth a lot.
Yeah, we FaceTime Elizabeth a lot. I think one thing we've learned throughout the quarantine process is that we're talking to our family, like extended family, a whole lot more than we were normally, right?
Yeah, because usually.
And you guys have iPads like hidden all over the tree, and you're just, everyone is queued up with the internet, and you just, all you have to do is press FaceTime, and Elizabeth's there, yeah, or Thompson's there, or Johnny's there, or Gaga's there, or Nana's there, or Sissy's there, or Celia's there, or Grandma's Chris is there.
Nana.
Yeah, you guys just can call anybody you want anytime you want.
You just named everybody that we could FaceTime.
It's everybody that you normally do FaceTime. Yeah,
it's
a total loony bin in here.
I'm glad the coronavirus is not going around, so you guys don't have to go to your date nights, your dinners.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? The coronavirus is going around.
I know.
Well, it's some things have raised.
Raised what?
Some things are getting better.
I don't know if we broke the law, but we gave my Nana a huge hug. When she came over to
hide. Oh, man. Are you saying that you broke the law live on a podcast?
No.
Are you telling the people that you broke the law?
It's not breaking the law. It's called, I've missed my family a lot and I need to give them a hug.
That answer actually would probably stand up in a court of law.
Okay.
You're right. You're right. Unbelievable. All right. Why are you laughing?
Because
why? Because Griffin's funny? Yeah.
I feel like that's a fake laugh, Holly.
Oh, it's a podcast laugh. It's a podcast laugh. She totally is playing podcast laugh.
She's totally playing sarcasm.
All right. I have a major announcement for the peeps. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
We were on – I was editing up the episode last night. We are almost to 1,500 listens. We are not there yet. But do you know where we are?
At
10 countries.
Oh, this is the part that I'm
going to. We hit 10 countries before we got to 1,500 listens, although we are very close again. We're over 1,400. We're almost there. Maybe by the end of tonight, we're there. However, We got to 10 countries. Do you want to know what the three new countries are?
I'm going to be very guilty by the end of this.
Georgia, the country of Georgia, Iran.
Don't say the last one. Don't say it.
Yep. France.
Oh, my God.
French journalist.
Jeez.
Iran, Georgia, and France.
Man, I have just been blown up.
On top of Austria, Ireland, Spain, United States.
Russia.
Russia. And two others that I can't remember.
Italy? No.
No, I can't remember. But anyway, we're at 10 countries. So that wager is now over. It's paid out. It's canceled. We got to 10 countries before we got to 1,500 listens. I think we took 10 countries. We have to go back and check the tape. Have to figure that out. But anyway, booming economy right now on the podcast listener scene. We're going nuts in all the communist countries. May or may not be because of Vlad Crouton. But we're
small
going.
Small bread guy.
Yeah, we're small bread guy. We're going nuts.
Small bread guy.
What else? What'd you, Sissy, what did you learn in school today? Tell the peeps, what did you learn today?
I literally can't remember anything.
You literally can't remember anything? Oh, that's,
oh, I
that is
what you learned?
Amazing content for the podcast. Griffin, what did you learn today in the...
Can I tell you what Hallie learned about?
Sure.
She learned about fire, I learned about fireflies today.
That's what I was going to ask you, but...
And Hallie learned about bugs today, too.
What kind of bugs?
Okay.
Butterflies.
Insects. She learned about insects
Caterpillars?
Today. No, butterflies. So
Butterflies.
And the life cycle of a butterfly.
So, like, there's, a worm was turning it into a big worm, and then it turned itself into a cocoon, and then it turned into a butterfly.
Whoa, is that how it really works?
Yeah.
Like in real life?
Wait, a worm turns into a caterpillar?
That's what it really is?
No. Jeez, my brother does not understand me.
He doesn't understand you?
You said a tiny worm, and then a big worm, and then...
Turns into a butterfly. Amazing. All right, tell us a little bit more about... What you learned today, Griffin?
I can top up four facts about...
About fireflies?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like the firefly... And this is how I'm going to get it started. I feel like the firefly could become the national insect of the Dad and Griffin pod.
Yeah. You know why? Yeah. It's my favorite insect.
Yeah, I do know why.
Because wouldn't it be weird to have your butt glow? Wouldn't it be weird? But could you imagine if you're a firefly? Because firefly's butt glows.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Glows in the dark.
And if your butt glows in the dark, you are the...
Most weird person I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's why no person's butt glows in the dark. But...
Well, in the Lorax. Remember that when he... at the end, they're like... when the kid glows from when he goes swimming.
Yeah. He went swimming and now he glows. Side note. Top five movie of all time for me. In the top five with Home Alone. Home Alone and Lorax are two of my top five movies of all time.
I can top off five favorite movies.
Go. Now. Ready, go. We've totally diverted from fireflies. Come on, let's go.
Miracle.
Ooh.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, jeez. Home Alone.
Home Alone, and then...
Lorax,
and then number five is...
Jeez, this...
Mighty Ducks. Mighty Ducks 3.
Okay.
Mighty Ducks 3.
Okay, so I got a couple of movies that I really like.
Tell the peeps, sis. Tell the peeps.
So, like, if you guys haven't... my favorite movie of all times is Frozen 2.
Frozen 2, totally right. Disney princesses everywhere. Yeah. Do you have other favorite movies?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear them. Home Alone.
Yep.
Parent Trap.
Yep.
Tooth Fairy. Moana. I like Rock.
Are we doing all your thinking for you?
I like the Rock movies, just saying.
Okay.
I like Rock.
Trolls World Tour.
Great movie.
I love that movie too.
We're bringing tons of value to the peeps right now. I love this.
And I'm also agreeing to Griffin Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, you guys agree on that? You guys watched that last weekend.
It was so
apparently
good.
It was a really good one.
Yeah, it was so
I like the psychotic Brainiac that has a mustache.
Okay, I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to have to watch it with you this weekend. All right, time out. We're going back to Fireflies.
Okay.
Besides having butts that glow, what are you laughing about?
Butts that glow?
Yeah, we have potty humor on this podcast. Hello. Okay. What do you like about Fireflies?
That wouldn't it be weird if you were a female? This is how disresponsible. I don't know if that's
I word. Love that word, disresponsible. Good, go.
And females, they're so disresponsible that they when they have babies, they just drop them on the ground.
Really?
They just plop on the ground and they just fly away.
I feel like most of the females that I know are just as disresponsible.
You're gonna have to apologize.
No, I'm not, because disresponsible is not a word, and if you're using not real words, you don't have to apologize.
Oh, okay.
Burn. All right, what else? Oh, that's a fascinating fact.
And eggs can glow.
Eggs can glow?
Yeah.
Like
firefly eggs.
Like their eggs or like
firefly eggs.
Oh, not chicken eggs or like the eggs you and I eat or like scrambled eggs.
Well,
you're
scrambled.
Just
eggs.
Went swimming and now I glow. Okay. All right. I honestly thought you were going to bring more to the table about fireflies tonight.
I have like two more.
Okay, go.
Normal firefly eggs lit. It takes them longer to hatch than a normal firefly. Just when it hatches, firefly has very short lifetime, and eggs take longer.
Oh.
To hatch than a firefly.
Oh man, that is very interesting, actually. Okay.
And fireflies, do you know why they light up?
No.
Because of predators.
A firefly is a predator?
No, fireflies like to glow up when predators try to eat them.
Oh, so it's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah, they try to shine it in their eyes.
I like that.
I think.
I have to say that one thing I'm super impressed with, whenever you do actually have a task to focus on, your retention is incredible. Don't you agree? I learn a lot on these podcasts about dolphins and potty jokes and fireflies. I think that's really great. I think that's amazing.
Don't beat me up on this. This is not. I'm just guessing. Okay.
Kay.
I'm just guessing. I think predators for fireflies. When the light shines in their eyes, I think it's very effective to their eyes.
I think you're right.
I think. Don't beat me up with that.
Don't hold me accountable to that.
Don't beat me up with that, because that's just a guess.
Look, player, you've got people listening all over the world. If you're going to just – you're responsible now for the truth. You can't just be spewing half facts about fireflies. So if you're going to say something, you got to say it and you got to mean it.
Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, somebody from Iran is going to call and tell you that you're wrong about fireflies. I happen to think you're right about fireflies. That's brilliant. All right, let's go. We got to get on. We got to get moving on.
Okay.
Right? We got to go. We do need to make reinstate apologies and clarifications tonight. I apologize. Don't apologize. We got to talking yesterday, episode 34, about the Walter Payton, the NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, right?
Mm-hmm.
You, like, blacked out and dropped the most knowledge about the Walter Payton Award that I've ever heard in my life, which was amazing. And you woke up and you're like, wow, I can't even believe I did that. But you did say that Cam Newton won the award last year. We have to clarify this a little bit. Cam Newton won for the Panthers.
Okay. Well,
right?
I just thought.
You weren't wrong. We just have to clarify.
I know, but on the Super Bowl, at the end of the Super Bowl, they showed a picture, they announced the award, and it's just a picture of Cam Newton, and I just thought I remembered that he won.
No, you're right. Cam Newton was the Panthers nominee, so every team has a nomination, right? And then the NFL makes a selection, and the actual winner for the NFL Man of the Year, Walter Payton Man of the Year last year, was Calais Campbell for the Jaguars, right? Yeah. The year before that, Chris Long, Eagles. And the year before that, J.J. Watt from the Texans.
Okay.
Right? So can I just need to clarify.
Can I give the peeps a challenge?
And some people are going to challenge that I said 1986 world champion Chicago Bears. Very clearly I understand that that was the 85 season. Technically, I wasn't wrong. That Super Bowl was played in 1986. Everybody knows what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
I have a challenge for the peeps.
Okay, but we got... Dude, we've got two-thirds of this episode left, and we're 15 minutes in.
Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a challenge. If you can figure out who won the award for the for the team of the Chiefs, the Bears, the Packers, the Ravens, and the Patriots. If you call in and tell us that, you will get a special shout-out.
Okay. All right. You'll I like that.
A special shout-out.
They have to name a lot of winners if they're going to do that.
And we will research that.
All right. So last night, I'm going to try to carry on a new tradition. We had a phone call from the Big Stein. From Illinois.
The Big Stein.
Right? Real life Ron Burgundy. And he's proposed a new...
Wait, he's Ron Burgundy?
No.
Oh.
It's a new segment called hashtag Ask Griffin.
Oh, are you going to do that?
I do. Yeah, I've got one to ask you. Remember, he said the whole purpose of this is to try to figure out your take on some of life's really strange questions, right? And he's like, hey, if all the pizzas are circle, how come they come in square boxes? And we were like, well, dude, you're eating the wrong pizza. Right? Yeah. That's the answer to that question, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Right? Because my circle pizza comes in a circle box. Right?
Yeah.
So
delivery pizzas come. Well, most of the majority of the delivery pizzas come.
Right. Okay, so here's my question. Are you ready for this? You got to focus. Why do we drive on parkways, but park on driveways? When you drive to work, you're driving on Shawnee Mission Parkway. But when you park your car, you're parking in a driveway.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I know why. Because when you drive in, It's called a driveway. When you drive in, it's called a driveway.
Look, I'm just trying to start a trend here. So why do we drive on parkways and park on driveways? It's one of life's great questions, right?
I know why.
Sissy, can you tell us what was the best thing you saw today?
Miss Maggie.
Oh, my gosh. Miss Maggie gets a shout out at episode 35. Hopefully this gets her listening to the pod.
She's a new listener.
She's back helping out our family, right? With homeschooling and just general help around the house. Miss Maggie, she's the greatest. We love having Miss Maggie around.
She is a teacher, and we love her.
I would agree. The best thing we've seen this week is Miss Maggie. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yep. Griffin, best thing you saw today?
Five Guys Cheeseburger.
Unbelievable.
The classic.
For dinner?
Yeah.
You two hammer Five Guys Cheeseburgers like I've never seen before. It's really amazing.
It's my favorite cheeseburger ever. You can't.
You're welcome, by the way. You're totally welcome. I'm taking all the credit for introducing you guys to Five Guys. Don't I get the credit?
I think Papa Chuck did, but you can have a little
Papa bit. Chuck does love a Five Guys Cheeseburger, right?
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to listener or are we going to voice messages?
Papa, when he took me to Five Guys, on the menu in Chicago, there was Oreo flavored fries.
Oreo flavored fries?
Yeah.
Or Oreo flavored shakes?
Oreo flavored fries.
Oh, jeez. That's insane. Mm. Holy cow. All right, let's get to
There was ketchup flavor.
You don't like Oreos?
No.
All people do is just lick the frosting off. There's no point of licking the frosting off. You just eat the cookie and enjoy it.
I agree.
I don't really like Oreos that much.
Okay. You're all by yourself on that. Because everybody I know loves an Oreo. Right? All right. Can we get to voice messages, please, people?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We have two tonight. Of course, we have the fan club president, Elizabeth. It's Tuesday.
President of the
fan club. And then Vlad Crouton is back. Okay? Vlad. Are we ready?
Small break going home.
Let's do Elizabeth first, okay? Elizabeth, coming at you live. Here we go. Recorded.
Go.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin. It's me, Elizabeth. And happy Cinco de Mayo. And it's Tuesday. Here are the two questions. Here's the first one for Uncle Chris. And there's also one for Griffin. Chris, Uncle Chris, how do you like your margaritas? And Griffin, you can make one taco. What do you put on it? Answer those two on the pod. Bye, boys.
Okay, my answer is super easy.
Salted rim?
No, my answer is yes. How do you like your margaritas? Yes.
You like your margaritas?
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. For you, you have one taco left. What are you putting on it?
Sour cream and cheese.
Sour cream and cheese. Big sour cream fam around here.
I love sour cream.
Yeah, we're a big sour cream fam. We've got a lot of sour cream lovers in this house.
I have to put meat on mine always so I can have a little bit of protein, Mom.
Protein? What do you know about protein, Jim? Jeez.
I learned this year that to be a complete meal, there has to be dairy, fruits, vegetables, and protein and calcium to be a full meal.
Wow. How about that knowledge? They say this man is wise beyond his years, and I'm starting to believe what the people are saying.
Wise beyond his years.
Hey.
I think the wise...
Sissy, you're back. If you have one taco left to eat in the whole world, what are you putting on it?
Sour cream.
Meat and cheese and sour cream.
Meat, cheese, and sour cream. All right, perfect. We heard it here first. Thanks, Elizabeth. We'll talk to you on Wacky Wednesday. All right. You ready for Vlad Crouton?
Small break going.
Here he comes, coming at you live.
Bye.
Or recorded.
Hello. Here is speaking not French journalist, but happy chief of journalism in Frenchy country. This weekend celebrated May 1st for Workers' Day holiday, started since Russian Revolution in 1917. Comrade Lenin make communist economic policy for to be Russia workers' paradise. Everyone make party now. Everyone from state factory, everyone from state farm. I get this big promotion from Mr. Big at head office. Yes, it's true. Anyway, now my promotion increase my money paid to 18 ruble per month. Money maybe not so good. Have to stand in line for many days for food to come to shop. I can tell you, mister, while waiting in December, my rubles freeze.
Okay, I think Vlad Crouton is completely...
out of his tree.
Out of his tree. Would you agree or not?
Yeah.
I will tell you that I truly believe when you log on to the Anchor website, Vlad Crouton is driving our listenership in communist countries. And we have France on there now, right?
Yeah. France can hack with the Russians.
Yeah, they can hack with the Russians. Are you seriously chewing ice on my podcast?
Mm-mm.
Are you seriously doing that?
Mm-mm.
Did your mom send you down here to chew ice on the podcast?
No.
Okay. Good Lord Almighty.
You know.
Chewing ice is literally my nuclear pet peeve of all time. Oh, God, you guys got to stop. All right, we're done. Voice messages are done. State Farm joke of the day. Are you ready?
This one I made up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host is claiming to have made up his second joke in a row.
I will make up three in a row.
Well, here we go. State Farm joke of the day. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
What is Luke Skywalker's favorite kind of car?
What is Luke Skywalker's favorite kind of car?
A Toyota.
A Toyota. Do you get it? Yoda? Yoda?
Yeah, hey guys,
did you really make that up?
Yeah, I swear. I swear my life.
You have a joke? Is it funny?
What is pretty?
What's pretty?
Yeah.
Our marketing director.
My mom?
Our mom.
No.
Who?
A princess.
Oh. Sissy jokes. Way to go, sissy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Are you shouting out anybody on this pod?
Yeah.
Who are you shouting out?
I am going to shout out Nana.
Sure.
Because she hasn't got... We didn't get give her a shout out yesterday because she went and saw us and gave us another treasure hunt.
Another treasure hunt. Nana came by, hid some treasure hunts around the... treasures around the...
Aunt Celia.
Around the yard.
I have a shout out too.
Okay, do it. Go.
My shout out is all your listens. All your listeners.
All the listeners? Yes. You're going to shout out the whole listener, the whole thing... Everybody, all the listeners?
Yes.
Sissy, you're just so caring about everybody. I love it. All the listeners get a shout out from Sissy. All right, peeps. Find us on Twitter at Dad and Griffin. And if you please could send us an email, please. Our inbox is dying for some attention. dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com. Go find us on Apple Podcasts.
Remember to do that challenge.
What challenge?
The research challenge.
What research challenge?
The football, who won the nominees for the teams, who won, like, for the Chiefs, Bears,
oh,
Packers.
Yeah. Griffin's Walter Payton challenge.
Yeah.
Remember, do the challenge.
Yeah.
Call us back if you know who won for all those teams that he listed.
And we will do that.
We'll give you a free shout out. Free shout out.
Free shout out. Big, big shout out.
All right, peeps. Have a great Cinco de Mayo. And here he goes. He's going to send us off into the night.
Keep your head up and your stick out on the ice. Goodbye, peeps. Happy Cinco de Mayo.